Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sunday.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. Don't miss the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Blackhawks got back on track last night in Colorado with a 2-1 win over the Avalanche.
You know, we dominated. We played really well. We were moving the puck quick and getting a lot of pucks in the net. Really testing this guy out. And it's nice for us to hold on to a tight game at the end there, to hold on to it for a win.
That was goalie Corey Crawford. He notched his 29th win of the season last night. Both Richard Panik and Artemi Panarin found the back of the net for the Hawks. The Hawks now head to Arizona to take on the Coyotes on Thursday. They'll have Captain Jonathan Toews back for that one. The Bulls announced last night that Nikola Mirotic's recovery time from that emergency appendectomy last week could take longer than expected. Over the weekend, Mirotic had a procedure to remove a hematoma. He should be discharged from the hospital soon, but there's no timetable for his return as of yet. He'll be out until at least after the NBA All-Star break in mid-February. Bulls are 1-1 so far on their 7-game road trip. Tonight, they'll be in Sacramento facing the Kings, who average 106 points a game. That's good enough for third best in the league. To the NFL, where the Broncos sent practice squad safety Ryan Murphy home after he was caught up in a prostitution sting in San Francisco. The police say Murphy was released after it was determined he was not involved, but either way, the Super Bowl is over for him. The Rams have reportedly had internal talks about bringing Peyton Manning to L.A. in 2016, should Manning decide to play another season. Colin Kaepernick says he wants out of San Francisco. He wants to play for the Jets. And former Raiders quarterback Ken Stabler was found to have been suffering from CTE, according to the doctor who examined him. Stabler died in 2015 from complications of colon cancer. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. It's refund season. Come into your local H&R Block office and let their experienced tax professionals help get you every dollar you deserve. Your maximum refund is guaranteed. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse, River North, downtown Naperville, and Lincolnshire.
Boars and Bernstein.
We got San Francisco.
Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon from San Francisco. We are going to make you summer promises for the next, 5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. There's like probably like time to pound the line like everybody else does.
No, we're not going to have time to do much of anything, no. I don't think.
We're pretty busy. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
And I'm Dan Bernstein, and we are going to begin a wave of stuff. That's all I'm going to say.
So we're going to be waved under.
Yeah, Radio Row in San Francisco. We are here downtown at the Moscone Center, and it's just craziness, as it always is, surrounded by CBS brethren and random former players in various stages of decline.
Badge of dementia. Yeah. All right. You just take care, all right, big fella?
Yeah, we were a little late on booking Kenny Stabler, so.
Oh, damn, I had him set for next week.
Yeah, I know.
I called the snake line.
The shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Saturday's game at 7 is Chicago Wolves Military Appreciation Night, presented by Sears Home Services. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, the score. Email us at borsandbernstein@670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live.
Bisco!
We're streaming at 670thescore.com.
Texting!
67011. Text Zone is brought to you by Grossinger. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bors_Bernstein. You follow me at Dan_Bernstein. We have borsandbernstein.com. We have the radio.com app for your mobile device. So you download that. You can have the show bothering you and haunting your dreams wherever you may be. Our production team today is as follows. Our engineer on loan from WFAN, where he's got to remember to make sure he can turn Mike Francesa's poor microphone on. lest he be screamed at. He's Chris Majakowski.
And we are going to have a live concert right behind me from NAMI Graminated platinum selling artist Aloe Black.
Nothing better than being NAMI Graminated.
He's our magic man.
Yeah, and the producer on site, Chris Tannehill.
This crap is for Master Science Wizard Lou Grobstein. I can't understand anything you are saying, so if you could please drink some of that flavored water in Brazil and ask yourself, who are you crapping?
He's Captain Indestructible.
Back in the Score Studios, Matt Abaticola.
The National Hockey League, apparently, according to John Fox, tried to force him not to take part in the All-Star game while he was still a Coyote.
What? I can't get enough.
All right.
I can't get enough. He is our answer to Dale Jr. just chilling.
On the board, it is Brett Lyons.
I feel like I'm going to start pounding the meat, Joe. I'm going to start pounding the meat in here, for God's sake.
So we did last night. He is Manslab, my starting left tackle. I believe I moved him back now. I'm running out of players.
You know, the more you experience some of these things, the more they kind of stay the same. Other than tighter security.
Yes, tighter. Well, it's just tighter with your CBS people.
Well, what's amazing, too, is in so many of the major markets, the same people have been doing the same shows for so long.
I hate people like that.
I know.
I just despise people like that.
Are these miserable people that just won't leave their jobs and we're in New York and Boston and Philadelphia and all of these places? Icky. It's the same damn people
same
doing
damn
the same
people.
Things.
Don't anybody ever change? For the love of God, the score has changed over and over again. Afternoons.
If you're a Hall of Famer, do you have to wear your Hall of Fame blazer around the media center?
Jerry Rice does.
Well, I know
Jerry
he does.
Rice doesn't go anywhere without it.
He does not. Is that a rule? Like, because at Augusta, you can't take the green jacket off the premises, right?
Nope.
It stays there, and then you can only wear it there, and you run around with no pants on.
Right.
There's all sorts of arcade rules.
After the tournament.
Yeah, there's all the famous Masters
plenty
grab ass.
Plenty of takers.
That's why they didn't want to let women in. That was the whole thing, because they were worried they had to stop all the pantsless green jacket hijinks.
But it's bigger than grab ass, man. Security. Tight here.
Whoop. Oh yeah, they keep following me with a wand.
Yeah, I know they did.
You got me.
I was frisked three times on the street.
Right outside our hotel.
On the street,
there was a dead guy right outside the hotel. What was that?
Yeah, I don't know that. See, you know what he is? He knows you're a penis, and he died before he saw you. He was walking into the corridor. He said, "Wait a minute, Bernstein's making this up."
So he chose. Down. He immediately chose.
40 cops are on the guy. They got dead.
Decided he'd rather shed his mortal coil than
see
do anything else.
Yep. That's exactly right. All right, we got to take a break, and we will have a very special guest when we come back. Bors and Bernstein in Frisco.
Dan Bernstein here.
And Terry Bors.
We'll be live from the site of Super Bowl 50 in San Francisco now through Friday, 1 to 6.
Talking to the biggest, fattest names in football. So don't you dare miss it.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Based on the media response, one might have thought that Cam Newton, not Peyton Manning, had implied he was about to retire after the conference championship games 10 days ago. Manning was picked up by microphones telling Bill Belichick, "This might be my last rodeo," after the Broncos had beaten the Patriots. And people reacted as if he said he might actually join the rodeo, which is why it was funny when Manning said Monday he was going to join the rodeo during the first of his 26 pre-Super Bowl media sessions. No one really expects Manning to play football next year. He'll be 40, and the chances he can take his team back to another Super Bowl are between slim and none. Can he win one more game? Maybe. 12 more next season? Not likely. He's entitled to leave the building his way. I'm John Feinstein.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Wednesday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
At your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
On the Mojo Show.
Around the clock, national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League.
On CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Guys, Valentine's Day is coming, and you know you need a gift. For the price of a dozen roses, you can give her something she'll love forever. A Lovey Buddy from Vermont Teddy Bears. She'll think of you every time she snuggles in. Lovey Buddy is no ordinary bear. He's 3 feet long, has some of the softest fur around, and is as snuggly as can be. You need to see him. Check him out at VermontTeddyBear.com. He can wrap around her for a hug, just like you do, cuddle for a nap, or be great support when she curls up with her favorite book. He's more than a Valentine's Day gift. He's a snuggly companion for her to cuddle up with anytime. Get her the gift that will always remind her of you. A Lovey Buddy from Vermont Teddy Bear. Remember, Valentine's Day is February 14th. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them The Score sent you.
Wondering if your car's bad?
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Expertise.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And at 1:15 at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein. We are live on Radio Row at the Super Bowl, and our first guest is taking his coat off. I hope his pants aren't next.
Well, why not? You know, it's a party already.
You know what? We're close together. Maybe we will.
It's early in the day, but you know, see, we're
won't
on.
Be the case. I can guarantee you that.
We're on Coughlin time here, where we want to make sure it's 5 minutes ahead of time. That is as punctual a guest as can be. Yes. So thanks, Bill Cowher. And
good to be here.
Well, you can answer this question for us. Is John Elway being fair to John Fox when he publicly says, oh, yeah, this is why we made a coaching change, obviously, because, you know, we're here. And you know, to me, I'm not saying I'm taken up for Foxy, as they call him, but it just seemed like a violation of protocol.
Yeah, I can understand that. I think the choice of words could have been used better. I think, obviously, what John Fox did in building that that football team when he went there along with Peyton Manning. And I think when you talk with Peyton, he's got tremendous respect for John Fox and what they did. And sometimes when you make those coaching moves, they are tough. They're tough to make. And I think John Fox and his fingerprints are on both these football teams. Tells you a lot about him as a football coach.
Yeah, I just thought it was a little strange. Why bother him? I know Elway.
Well, he sort of walked back on it a little bit.
I know.
Elway, wait a minute.
He just didn't come out right, but right. I agree with that.
Exactly. See, but there's something to be said for in the old NFL, when a lot of the general managers were former players, executives were former players, you get that player swagger, that athlete competitive swagger, rather than having the MBAs and the business types that are leading teams now. So I don't mind a little bit of that at the executive level every once in a while. It gives it gives a little more pop.
Well, I guess it does for you, but I go back to the same thing. I mean, this is a football team that was here 2 years ago, and John Fox had a lot to do with a lot of the same players are on this football team. I do give credit to John Elway for some of the moves he made from then to now, and you know, picking up a T.J. Ward and picking up a DeMarcus Ware and Aqib Talib. I mean, he took a number one offense from 2 years ago that came in here to now built this defense. And so it's come more of a defensive football team. And again, I think when you look at it, I give him credit for the moves he made and right now for the way this football team is playing.
Well, and we know that John Elway, this is a great question for you, because he's a crazy person in terms of competition. I mean, that's what he's all about.
Yeah.
That's all it is. How have you managed to not appear that way, not coaching? Where that because that drive with you was as strong as anybody I've seen.
I mean, I think anybody that's in this profession at this level, there's a competitive drive that you have. There's a pride that exists that, failure is not an option. And so that's what keeps you coming back. And, and I was fortunate and blessed to be in one organization for 15 years, the Rooney family. We were able to build something and accomplish some things while we were there. And I stepped down on my own volition, and now I have a great job at CBS that I'm enjoying. And it gives me a much more flexible life, one that I did not have before, and I'm really embracing it.
It appears this is Peyton Manning's last game based on triangulating all the information that we have. If you're a coach, do you want to know if it is or not? Does it matter to you? Is it a conversation you should have? Is it a coaching point? Or is Manning sort of beyond that?
Yeah, I didn't want to know. We had a similar situation with Jerome Bettis, and I just found out recently that he had told the owners that was going to be his last game. No teammates knew. I didn't know. I think the biggest thing you want to do, and as Peyton is doing right now, is you want to have normality this week. You want this to be just like the rest of the weeks have been prior to this, because this is what
caught you
there.
But it can't be. It can't be.
Well, it isn't, because it's the Super Bowl, but it shouldn't be about, knowing Peyton and knowing Jerome. It wasn't about them. It's more about a team. And that's how you're going to win this championship. It's not going to be about winning this for me. It's about us being here together. The opportunity that may never come to a lot of these players again. DeMarcus Ware, 33 years old. Good football player. He understands this is an opportunity that he may never get again. Derek Wolfe, Von Miller, young players. And yet they're trying to tell them, you're here, you could get here again, but you may not get here again. So you want to embrace the moment, and I think that with doing that, you do it as a team, not as an individual.
If you were coaching Cam Newton, would you say anything to him about anything he does?
No, I think Ron Rivera has done a very good job. I think people that see Cam on the periphery, you see the dabbing, you see the celebrations.
Yep. We do that.
Yeah, I know.
Every segment we celebrate.
Do you guys dab too?
Yeah, we dab.
Okay, that's good. That's good to hear. So, but you know what? What you don't see is the fact on Tuesdays on Players' Day Off, he's in there watching film. He's meeting with Mike Shula. They're talking about a game plan. The things he does in his community, in terms of what he does with children. This is a pretty special kid. And I think, the people that are pretty, in my mind, shallow, by just looking at what he does on the field in terms of his celebrations, I think you're looking to, being too big of a critic, I think. I think, again, I understand it. But at the same time, I think you have to see the big picture.
Now, you've been working with Pepsi on something called the Game Day Grub Match. What's that?
So PepsiCo had the Game Day Grub Match. And if you go to GameDayGrubMatch.com, you will see it was a contest that was at the Culinary Institute of America. There's the students up there. They put together three different teams, and they came up with using eight different PepsiCo items. A Game Day Grub Match dish, utilizing that you'd be able to enjoy this food on the game day. And the winning recipe, which is right behind you, which you guys get a chance to eat.
Oh, that's what's in the...
Yes,
okay.
It is. So what you're going to have right there is a chicken wing, an egg roll, and a pot sticker. And so it was a very unique dish that was presented that had a little bit of variety to it.
Great.
And I'm telling you, it was very good. It's got some naked juice in there, so some Cheetos in there, some cheese. So it's a pretty special dish. It won, and it's out there. They brought the students out here, and they're going to actually put their dish on display on Saturday night. And so they're very excited.
Bill, thanks for joining us.
We appreciate you dropping by, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much.
That is Bill Cowher of CBS, our first guest here, and we are looking forward to many more as Chris Tannehill has been busy lining everything up. So that would be it says the winning dish, Doritos Dim Sum.
Yep.
Chicken wing, a shrimp pot sticker, and an egg roll with eight different PepsiCo products.
I have a PepsiCo product right here. I'm completely on board. You know what I'm saying? I'm that kind of guy. It's that kind of man I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not brand loyal. I'm people loyal. What?
Huh?
What? We just had a guy. This guy, I don't know, he's in his 40s, and he's standing above us taking pictures, and I like this guy. Because there are people, by the way. Our friend out here, you can get it. You
see, here's the thing. If you pay for the NFL experience.
We are part of it.
You can exactly. We're zoo animals here. Is that once you go through the area where you're supposed to buy everything, mm-hmm. you can loop around, and part of the NFL experience is being able to yeah. watch Radio Row.
Ooh, yeah.
And it was Greg Jennings was doing an interview yep. over here, and there was a Packer fan that was standing there with his phone, like
standing right over your shoulder, yeah,
leaning over my shoulder, like I gotta get a picture of Greg Jennings. I said, well, why?
Why? And, well, he had his Packer phone cover.
Right,
thing
and then
on.
He said, yep. he said I've got a stack of Greg Jennings cards this high. I said, you're an adult.
And that, you know what? Generally, somebody would look at it and just say, well, you know, here's something for you. But he didn't. He just said, yeah. Okay.
No, he said that he invested yeah. in Aaron Rodgers cards before he'd gotten yeah. the starting job. And he said he's made thousands of dollars. I would like to know if he'd invested the exact same amount of money in an S&P fund at the same time, what the spread would be between those two investments. But
no, I'll take Aaron Rodgers. Make thousands of dollars with those cards.
I don't believe that for a second.
He's got to stack them like that. Come on.
Do you believe that he made thousands of dollars? Because I don't.
No. No, I do not.
Okay.
I personally do not. Yeah. First of all, he's a Packer fan.
Yeah, I'm glad Bill said what he said about the Elway comments, because you're right. He is ham-handedly trying to say, well, I didn't really mean it.
That's not what
yes,
I meant.
Yeah, you did. You did mean it. Shut up.
If you know him for a long time, and when I first interviewed him way back when he was at Stanford, he says what he means.
I know.
He's not one of those guys that kind of mealy-mouths his way around stuff, at least not back then. He didn't about anything I ever approached him on over the years. Nothing. He didn't kind of like kind of talk around. No. He gets right to it. And he knew. I think he knew the reaction. Of course, I agree that John Fox had something to do with everything, but when you have a guy that throws 55 touchdown passes and your offense has 47,000 yards, it's not hard to imagine you're in the Super Bowl. You know? I mean, yes, that's his move. That's his move, and he got the last great year out of him. But that's it. I mean, other than that, tell him the truth.
I should mention that there, Chris Tannehill and others are going to be taking all kinds of pictures to be posted
yes.
on Twitter. If you are not following along, and I mentioned this before, but it's at @Boers_Bernstein. It's at 670 the score, at @Dan_Bernstein, various places you are going to be with links to listen to the interviews and trying to see some of the craziness that's going on here. Although I will say they've got it down pretty well now. Mm-hmm. The NFL knows what they're doing, and they can kind of slot you through. It used to be even when the security was more lax, I remember the credential process was more chaotic.
It was chaotic. It was just god awful.
Now they've run everybody through Homeland Security and FBI background checks,
yep.
and they just sort of they look at you and they scan your eye and then they yep. hand you your credential.
I come up clean on all counts because I am a great American.
Yeah, you
right up there with the greatest of all Americans.
You get bonus points, actually.
I do, yeah.
Because of
it says on my license, great American.
Right, on your credential.
I had that put on.
Yeah, and then they gave you a Make America Great Again
yeah,
hat.
I have that at home. Yep. I forgot that. I was going to wear that here. That'd go over big.
Yeah, well, why not? I would have loved to have seen the looks. And you had one of those, like, the big cheesy one, like, with a rope on it and everything.
I want the rope on it.
Yep. Sitting on the plane with it on your head. I did not end up with my usual flying seatmate, which is good. I did not end up with the man with leprosy because.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
I ended up with
so.
A really nice seat. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. A very nice seat.
Yeah, you were fine. And
yeah,
then,
I was fine.
And then Tannehill had a middle seat, which sucks when you're 6'5
and
280.
Wow. He's 6'5 and ugly.
Wow.
Bitch. Was he in between like giant people?
No, he was just in the middle, and he's huge, and it's hard.
He's huge, and it's hard. His
up high,
his flabby arms are all over people, and it smells bad. And what the hell? The hell are you talking about?
It's hard for
it's
a big
that,
person
you know,
in a middle seat. It is.
But that it matters if the people around them are giant.
I guess, but even if they're...
Were they giants sitting around them, or did he look like he was towering over everybody as he muscled his way into their seats?
He just looked uncomfortable is all. But I lucked out. I didn't get the man with the gaping open wounds and the tubercular cough.
I had the woman next to me sneezing the entire night.
It's like sitting next to Doc Holliday right before he dies.
I mean, she just kept doing it and yeah. didn't cover anything, just oh. kept sneezing. If she would have fit through that window, I'd have shoved her ass through it.
You're not allowed.
I mean, I'm not allowed when.
It's not an option.
Before or after takeoff.
I'm sorry. It's just not an option.
Oh, my God. You know, cover your face. And then, you know, then she falls asleep and she wakes up sneezing.
Christ. Well, there was the one.
The hell? You were right. See, and you said it. You said, well, you sit on the aisle seat there, buddy. Yeah, you get that hole. Everybody's sneezing and coughing on you.
No, that's not what I said. There was a study done.
Study done by?
About one of the health institutes. It was an actual published study of where germs are likely to be on an airplane.
And Germans.
And where Germans are likely to be, you got to watch out for them too. Also very dangerous. But they said the aisle has more microbes just because more people pass through the aisle, more people touch. So the further you get toward the sides of the plane, toward the window, there's just less activity. So there are fewer people. Like, and then
that's an overnight.
This is just my pet peeve. They got to fix this. When you can't have an airplane bathroom that doesn't let you get out without touching a surface again. Because you wash your hands, and then it says push to exit.
Yes,
and you can't
push,
do it with your elbow, and you can't. It's a button.
No, you got to push.
You can't do that. Because that ruins it. Because why bother washing your hands if you got to touch it? There was some disgusting person in there before.
Take it up with the pilot. What are you telling me?
It's not the pilot's fault. I should storm the cockpit?
Yeah, he was out.
He was out?
Yeah.
During the flight?
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because he came by.
What do you mean he came by?
He's walking down. I was in the first seat after first class. He came down the aisle because the bathroom was there. Somebody was using the one up there that they're supposed to use where they lock you down.
Yeah.
So he came back. Very pleasant guy. And I said, are we okay? Are you coming back to tell us something? He looked at me like I was from Mars. He said, no.
No, it's all good. All right, we've got plenty more to come after an update.
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30 from the Score Update studio.
10 seconds remaining. La Mamba misses a three from the right side. Is this going to happen? Garrett the rebound. Providence will allow Billy Garrett Jr. to dribble out the clock, and it has happened. DePaul knocks off 11th-ranked Providence. Blue Demon 77. Fire 70.
Award-winning play-by-play man Zach Zaidman with a call right here on the Score as DePaul becomes the first team this season to hand Providence a road loss. It's the highest-ranked team the Blue Demons have beaten since beating number 5 Kansas in 2006. Next up for DePaul, a trip to Creighton Saturday, 12:45 start right here on the Score. Tonight we've got college basketball on the Score as well. Illinois at Rutgers, it's a 5:30 start. Bulls in Sacramento tonight. They're headed in the wrong direction. Bulls were 3 games from the top spot in the Eastern Conference back on January 8th. Now, since then, they're 4-9 and are only 3.5 games ahead of ninth place Charlotte. Hockey Blackhawks in Arizona tomorrow. Last night, they beat Colorado with Jonathan Toews not in the lineup. Hawks lead the Central by 3 points over Dallas. NHL suspends Calgary defenseman Dennis Wiedemann for 20 games for his hit on linesman Don Henderson last week. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, introducing the 2016 Mercedes-Benz GLC, the most innovative SUV on the road today. Go to mbusa.com to find out more details about the 2016 GLC or visit your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer to get behind the wheel for a test drive today. Join the Score at Leader Bar in Chicago on Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and score a Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, we've rearranged a few things where we're going to do 2 guests at once instead of spacing them out since they represent the same thing.
Right.
Vance Johnson and Randy Graham represent the same thing, so we're going to do them together. So we spaced them together to save time. And other than that, we're just completely free. People wandering around all over, and Chris Tannehill has apparently been taken captive.
No, I think he's trying
San Francisco police.
I think he's trying to wrangle some one-offs here because he has peeps around. So he's
peeps around,
or he's been captured, which is certainly possible.
I haven't seen him in a long time. You can't get captured on Radio Row. You got to move out to there. That's where they're looking at you. You walk out that door.
You know
there he is.
You know what was really great about last night was there was no Bulls game. Having a night not having to think about the Bulls was really delightful. Although I wanted to make sure while we have a little bit of time here, just some information regarding what's going on at University of Illinois as they're looking for their athletic director. There are 5 candidates right now for AD. They are still talking with Craig Tiley, That's the Australian guy, the former tennis guy. Mm-hmm. However, there's a bit of a controversy that's developing. Because apparently one of the guys that was included, one of the people included here, was Kelly Meritans, an Illinois grad, Maryland deputy AD, who, of course, this is classic Illinois. Meritans resigned as AD at UNC Wilmington in 2010 after allegations of player mistreatment. There was a women's basketball player that was forced to roll a log as punishment and threw up three times. It became public. Meritans resigned about 10 days later. And now you have this person as a candidate for athletic director after Illinois is trying to shake off its own scandal of player mistreatment in more than one program.
Yeah, it's not likely they didn't know that, right? I mean, you did just, do your homework, right?
Come on, man. Seriously? How can you have that person as part of your interviews?
Did you see who just walked by there? Yesterday? How we doing?
Oh, there's Billick.
Yep. How we doing?
Okay, how we doing? Just, great. Okay,
how we
great.
Doing?
Yep.
He's wandering around.
We'll see if we can get him for later on. See if we,
we'll
okay,
say,
great. How you doing?
We'll say, Brian.
We can't hang up on the producer if he's actually here in person.
No, he cannot.
Yeah. All right. All right,
that's why we'll keep him the rest of the day. Yeah. Once we get him, he's going to stay here. He owes us for making him look
well,
great.
The guy does like 9 radio stations every day.
I know. I can't fathom that, really.
I will say that we're watching a little bit of NFL Network last night. He's really good. For one of these former coaches who actually does the work, who doesn't mail it in and doesn't just say, okay, here's who I am, and I'm just going to be here for you, and okay, thanks, great. But he works at it.
He's really very good. Actually, once you get him going and get him past, you know, the, how are we doing, he's good.
You know what was cool, too, was they were breaking down what Cam Newton does to the numbers on a defense just because of what he can do with his feet, showing that if you get a numbers mismatch in a certain part of the formation where usually you rely on the running back to exploit it. Mm-hmm. That you've got a count, you're at the open side of the formation, you see, okay, we've got 4 guys to their 3. That generally it doesn't happen because the running back is over there and there has to be a mesh point. He doesn't even need that. That if Newton himself identifies that mismatch, and that's part of what he's learned throughout the process,
I think he's seeing that
automatically, even though we haven't necessarily planned it this way, I can just go. That no matter how it's what's called, if he knows, he sees that they motion somebody over, guy goes with them, they're in man. Next thing you know, they've got 3-2 or 4-3. He can just take advantage of it without worrying about where a guy is behind him who he's got to give the ball to. So the math is bad.
I mean, there's a lot of things that make him very difficult. That's a little bit tougher, actually. And I think given what was left on the field and what and the shape of them, it's hard to believe that at this point you would already say it's a much bigger challenge than Tom Brady, and it is.
It is.
Huge. Did you see a guy who's one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the game.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was Rodney Harrison who just earlier said going up against them, he would go for Newton's knees, try to hurt him, try to get him out of the game.
Yeah.
Because that's the best way to win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Is that inhumane? Is that beyond the pale, or is that just good hard football?
No, that's what you call, that's what you're coming out of the locker room to do.
He says, I'm going to knock him out of the game. We'll deal with their backup.
Yeah. I mean, I see hits all the time. I think there were hits taken at Tom Brady that were meant to knock him out. I mean, they took the best shot.
Oh, right away.
Right away. So, I mean, no, I think it's, you would say, hey, I'm just playing the game, but I know what's really going through your mind. It's really hard to argue about what's going through your mind.
You haven't tried your dim sum yet.
We haven't had a break. I got to knock it down. Got one too. Don't look just at me.
No, this is your job. I'm putting you in charge of the
Tanny?
The dim sum. Bill Cowher. They brought it over. They sent it down. They made a big show of it.
Yeah,
it's there.
It's
the,
big,
the lovely bamboo steamer. Mm-hmm. But wait, there's more. You also get the bamboo steamer. You should bring that home with you. You should wear that on your head instead of your Make America Great hat.
I do have that. I just can't bring it here into polite company. No, it looks great. Maybe Chris would like it.
No, I think he would have spoken up.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah. You want to try it?
Yeah, you ought to try it. I mean,
he's lukewarm on it. I don't think
he's lukewarm, but it's kind of lukewarm on everything. He's also a Picasso with a snowblower.
Well, look, if you've been through the wars working with Francesa, once you've been anointed by the Pope,
yeah, I know.
Life is all downhill after that, because, you know, working with us is nothing, because once you have genuflected at the altar of the sports radio Pope.
And he does.
Oh, I think you have
to. You have to. Mm-hmm. Part of the gig there.
Yeah, talk about it. You think security here is tight. You can only imagine having that kind of access. What Francesa makes you do before you can get in the room with him. Picasso with a snowblower, which I still don't know what he means by that.
I don't know what he's talking about. But, you know, I generally don't.
How does one...
His best radio is him going through his phone. I like that a lot. All right, we need to take a break.
Good job, actually. If you can get a job like that, that's not bad.
I've done that. You got Boys and Birds, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Starting this spring, we are your new radio home for Cubs baseball. Listen in as Matt and Brian, Rizzo, Arrieta, and the guys are joined by Hayward, Zobrist, and Lackey to make another run at history. And it all unfolds here.
It's a great time to be a Cubs fan. Make sure to listen to every game right here on 670 The Score, the new radio home for Cubs.
Visit the new Governor State University. Discover more at Open House. Tour the campus. Meet with an advisor. Monday, February 15th from 10 to 2. GSU is the place for your education, your future, and your success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
The best driving jobs are at SchneiderJobs.com. The best driving jobs are at SchneiderJobs.com. The best driving jobs are at SchneiderJobs.com. No matter how you say it, it's true. And there are so many more driver resources, too. Try a quick zip code job search and explore more now, because the best driving jobs are at SchneiderJobs.com. Say it with me. The best driving jobs are at SchneiderJobs.com.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Sports fans, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, those with a master's degree earn 31% more than those with a bachelor's degree. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at the Morris Graduate School of Management. For a one-stop admission event, bring your transcript on Monday, February 15th to Robert Morris University's Chicago campus. RSVP at robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP. That's robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP. RSVP.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Attention diabetics, is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Mondays on CBS.
It's incredible!
It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's not a man.
Who is Supergirl?
Supergirl?
Supergirl.
You're her.
Pretty cool, huh?
Callista Flockhart.
This girl is the answer.
And Melissa Benoist.
Earth doesn't have just one hero anymore. Now it has me.
Don't miss the new drama, Supergirl. Mondays, only CBS.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 1:45, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boris and Bernstein at the Super Bowl. And we just visited with this guy not too long ago, but we decided, you know what, we're not quite done with Herman Moore.
No, we have more for him. Hello, Herman. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, guys.
So last time we were talking college because of your involvement with the Quick Lane Bowl, and now here you are getting ready for a Super Bowl. And how does it feel to be around so many former players? I mean, do you just sort of look, say, I look better than him. I'm doing better than that guy.
He does look better than most of them.
I'm moving better than that guy.
Yeah, I saw a few guys, and I definitely felt better about myself, and I felt better about.
He's not kidding either. Yeah. I've been watching. Yeah, I've been observing.
Some of the guys, it's amazing because they don't look the same. You know,
but we always joke that the skill position guys would put on a ton of weight, and the big guys would
lose weight,
drop it instantly when they got the needle out of their ass.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, exactly. And that is exactly what has happened. And I look at some of the guys that are walking through. You know, I saw Jerry and I saw Michael, and those guys pretty much still look the same. You know, Shannon Sharp. And I won't name the guys that don't look the same, but there's some that you go, you want to go, hey, how you doing? And you really, really mean it when you're asking them that question.
Shannon's ripped.
Yeah, he's staying in top shape. And like I said, it amazes me that just seeing some of the guys. I saw Coach Cower and a couple other guys rolling through, so it was cool.
So speaking of that, Calvin Johnson decides, as far as we know, that that's enough. It's just enough for a guy 30 years old and his leg hurts and he's got a lot of money. So there's something to be said.
Herman more money.
There's something about Detroit. You know, whether Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson, guys who could say, hey, top of the game, it's enough. Time to do something else. I respect that.
Yeah, I respect it a lot. And when you can go out on your own terms, that's what's most important. When you can go out and say, I've had enough because. Not because, you know, they cut me, they let me go, and no other team wanted me or anything like that. So I respect guys that will also decide to make it early enough and also do it to where they inform those, especially your teammates. And a lot of people think Barry didn't do that, for instance.
Right.
You know, and that's always talked about, and he told everyone at training camp. But, no, if you were watching and you followed Barry, you knew there was a chance and a possibility that he may not come back for that next season, that 11th season.
You got another season left in you? They need a tall receiver now, I understand.
Absolutely. And I come cheap. I'm only going to be like 5 million. You know, it's okay. Not 15 and 20 million. These guys,
nice,
you know, come on, man. I can live off of 5. It'll be okay.
What intrigues you about this matchup Sunday?
What I like is one, the defense. It's great when you can go into a game and you know that you don't have to wait for the offense, a certain offense, to be on the field. If you're watching this Super Bowl, it's always going to be exciting because Denver has a heck of an offense. I mean, a heck of a defense with the outside guys. You talk about Carolina and their defense as a whole, everything from their front guys to their linebackers, and also they got a couple special corners out there. And then the offenses take to the field. And there's a story for each offense. There's the Cam Newton effect. The fact that here's a guy that people said, hey, he's not an elite quarterback. He has a chance to be there. But yet, to me, an elite quarterback makes those other guys better. When they lost Benjamin early in the season, Cam Newton has stepped up, and he's made those guys better around him. He's been able to use those guys. Credit him. Credit the offensive coordinator. But then you go to the other side. You got Peyton Manning. And you can say the same thing. Yeah, his arm strength is not the same, but I think the team believes enough in him to where they're going to make the special plays. They're going to make the catches that aren't quite right. They're not going to allow
a lot
that
of those.
Yeah.
Although they did have a drop problem, and I'm thinking
that was surprising.
That you can't do that with him. I mean, right. This guy, the windows are smaller and the timing is different. You can't be dropping balls.
And especially from the running back position, more so than even the receiver position. You saw a lot of balls on the ground because he relies a lot on that guy. That's his outlet guy when he can't find anyone down the field. And teams have realized if we bring pressure, we can go man on the outside, because if you bring pressure, one, he's not going to – Peyton Manning can't escape anymore. And we've seen that. He looks for the ground. He looks to kind of, you know.
He sacks himself.
Yeah, and he can't. This isn't bashing. This is what actually is occurring. So teams realize, get pressure, get one guy free. Bring more than they can handle, and let him try and figure out who gets open.
But Von Miller is more than they can handle. I mean, you don't have to play a numbers game when Von Miller is at his body lean.
Right.
His angle is ridiculous. It's gymnastic what he's doing.
Yeah, like I said, this is going to be, if you were looking for a really good Super Bowl, I think it's going to be better. Some people are predicting it's going to be a blowout. I just don't see that. The defense is not going to get worn down in the first half. Even if the Denver offense can't move the ball. So there's a lot of pride on that side with the Broncos.
Now, once again, you're representing Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center proudly, as you have been.
Absolutely.
So what are you doing specifically?
Well, I'm here to really announce that we have expanded our relationship with the Disabled American Veterans, the DAV. We're trying to raise awareness to all the great things that they do to help and service our men and women of the service, and also to provide support in helping them raise funds so they can continue those programs. There's a lot of women who are vets that will be getting more attention and special attention to their needs that have not necessarily been avoided, but there just needs to be more emphasis on it, because we think about men when we think about the vets. And with Quick Lane having almost 800 locations throughout the country, it allows them to locally be able to make an impact and have a footprint on the ground with charities and local community activities.
Now, how are you feeling in general, by the way? You know, I'm kidding you about going on plane, but somebody would kill you immediately. I mean, but how are you feeling generally?
I feel pretty good, you know, with the exception of I've dislocated every single finger on my hand. But, you know, you can see where my pinkies are a little still jacked up. But that tells you, as a receiver, I caught a lot of passes. So you're willing to deal with the deformity a little bit there. But outside of that, man, I feel really good. I enjoy what I do. I enjoy going out and supporting community and local causes, but also just being still a part of the game and part of the media team.
What's your relationship like with Detroit still?
With the city itself, outstanding. With the state of Michigan, outstanding. I spend a lot of time visiting a lot of the communities, not just locally where I reside, but I go throughout the state as a whole, even to those small towns where they never see the Lions players show up. and try and support them as well. So as an ambassador, not only for just my family name, but for this team and for this sport, try and get out and support our communities and support those that supported us.
The reason I ask you specifically is because of the criminal injustice that's been perpetrated on Flint. And the more we learn, the more harrowing, the more angry anybody with a conscience, anybody, even though we're not affected personally by it in Chicago, there's just the you can't believe the depth of the evil. Frankly, to use a powerful word here, but do you feel a responsibility here to make sure that the light continues to shine on this, that we continue to find out who did what and when, and there's consequences?
I think right now the light is shining very brightly on what has taken place and transpired in Flint, Michigan, and it is absolutely appalling to know that you got the livelihoods and now the potential lives of these individuals that reside there at risk because we're trying to save dollars. We're trying to look at and some are even questioning whether or not that was done with a legitimate conscience. I know the city struggled financially, but that's not a reason to all of a sudden put just generations of a city at risk. So I appreciate the fact that it's gained national attention and the fact that there's a lot of people who've come outside, just as you guys have just mentioned, support for the residents of Flint, Michigan, and we continue to support them, not only as myself, but also the Lions organization and a lot of the people there who love our state.
Yeah, I think because you're one of the important voices. Yep. You're visible and can perhaps get the kind of audience that maybe others couldn't. And it's nice to know that it's top of mind for you.
Oh, absolutely. And I appreciate you even mentioning that so that it continues to shed light on what's taking place there. But right now, a lot of efforts being made to try and make sure these guys are supported and the families are supported. And I appreciate just the involvement of those, not just the celebrities, but those that anyone who's able to go out and make a difference.
Herman, thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, Herman, great to see you. And you do look good. The hands are, awful, but let me see.
See how big?
Yeah, he's all right. He looks better than you.
About the same as I am. I'm deformed from other reasons.
Herman, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate
much,
it, friend.
All the best to you.
Former Detroit Lion wide receiver Herman Moore, now working with Quick Lane and the Disabled American Veterans. We're Boers and Bernstein, and we are live at the Media Center here for Super Bowl 50 in San Francisco. More surprises to come next on The Score.
This Sunday, The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. It's Ron Rivera's Carolina Panthers, led by Cam Newton, versus Peyton Manning and that tough Denver Broncos defense. Listen live. Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Super Bowl 50 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One.
Everyone likes data because when you have more data, you have more freedom. Freedom to do whatever. That's why AT&T is offering you 15 gigabytes for $100 plus $15 for each line. Because the more data you have, the more freedom you can enjoy. Freedom to share what matters with who matters. What more could you want? I sure can't think of anything. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Pricing is monthly for service on smartphones on AT&T Next. Other pricing options available. Overage monthly and other charges and restrictions apply. See a store for details.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
This week in music history. In your eyes. This week in 1950, Peter Gabriel was born. I did it. This week in 1961, Frank Sinatra launched his own record label, Reprise Records, in order to allow more artistic freedom for his own recordings, and giving him the nickname the Chairman of the Board. That same week, the Miracles' Shop Around became Motown Records' first million-selling single.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
This Sunday, The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. Don't miss